But when we met for membership classes, there's really the first class we meet, I share sort of my heart for what I view a church member is and how a church member is different from someone who just shows up to church, is a regular attender. Maybe they're a regular attender every Sunday, but I think I needed to define that there's a level of commitment that is deeper when you join the church as a member. And those four things we talked about as you know, what I view membership is, the first one is just that, commitment. That when you join Trinity, when you join a church, to me that is you're saying, this is my church family. This is the church family that I belong to, and you don't leave a family. When there are things to be discussed, when there are disagreements, when there are apologies to be made, when there's stuff to work through, you work through it as a family. You support your family. You're committed to your family. You're there for them, and they're there for you. So it is about commitment. Second, to me, it's about investment, about you are here investing your gifts, your time, your talents, your treasures, your ministry. It is not just about joining a church so that what can I receive from that church? It is about how can I be a part of a church family where I know that I belong and that I can serve, that my gifts will be used to glorify God and further his kingdom. Third, we talked about membership. There's an aspect of accountability to church membership, that there is a level of accountability with your brothers and sisters in Christ that a regular attender wouldn't have. There's a level of accountability to your pastor that a regular attender wouldn't have. You're saying, yeah, hold me accountable to how I'm growing and how I'm seeking Christ and how I'm living into the ministry that I'm being called to. And I welcome you as our church members to hold me accountable. Am I doing the things that I need to be doing as your pastor? And if you've been a member here for 40 years, keep holding each other accountable as church members. So commitment, investment, accountability, and I'm leaving fourth. I think fourth to me is most important. That is discipleship. That you are saying, I am choosing, choosing to pursue Christ as a disciple in this body of believers. And so the answer to are you pursuing closeness with Jesus as a church member needs to be yes in how you are here in church, how you are present in worship, how you are invested in a Bible study or a small group, how you're connecting with others, how you're praying for and with others, how you're living into the mission of the church to love God completely and love others selflessly. The commitment, investment, accountability, and discipleship. These are the four main things we talked about. And all of the people who are joining today have said, absolutely yes. They've been through a couple classes. We talked about a lot more than just those four things. But they have said, yes, this is why I'm joining. I want all of these things. There's an author who writes all about church culture a lot. His name's Tom Rainer. He has a book called I Am a Church Member. He just writes about church membership. In his book, I Am a Church Member, Tom Rainer, he says that God placed us in churches to serve, to care for others, to pray for leaders, to learn, to teach, to give, and in some cases, to die for the sake of the gospel. We are meant to be together as the church, as his gathering, his body of believers, Jesus' body of believers. And those with a biblical understanding of church membership understand that membership isn't at all about standing above others. It is not an entitlement. It is not you get extra visits or emails from the pastor. It's not about earning anything. It's not about special privileges. It's about making a commitment to love and serve your church family and being a part of what God is calling us to right now. Again, to love him completely, love others selflessly, and to encounter God through worship, to serve people locally, nationally, and internationally, and to grow in Christ together as disciples. As part of our membership Sunday, I've asked that our new members would share a bit about their lives so that we can get to know about them a little bit. Some of our newer members have been here for a while. Some are on the newer side in 6 months or so. But I asked them, we asked them to share in a video a little bit about their lives, a little bit about their faith journey, not a ton, just to give you an understanding of who they are and a little taste of their personalities. And so there's a video I want to show you, and we'll check out, this is what our little bit of what our new members' lives are about.
I'm Helen Rosequist. I live in Warren. I have two children, Amanda and Eric, and five granddaughters. Three of my granddaughters, you know them, Kaylin, Brianna, and Ashlyn Rosequist. Their parents are Eric and Jess Rosequist, which are the members of the Trinity Church and are the lights of my life. I am so blessed to have them. I am currently on the Nurture Team at Trinity, which has many amazing women of whom I really looking forward to working with and helping the community. When my husband died in 2020, I realized through my grief that I needed to find a new church. I visited several churches in Warren and prayed often that the Lord would help me find the right fit for me. My quest led me to Trinity. This church has a wonderful sense of community and fellowship, which is what I've been looking for and want to become a member.
Hi, my name is Amanda Johnstone. I am 33 years old. I was born in Jamestown. I now live in Frewsburg. I've been there about 2 years. I have an 8-year-old son. His name is Cal L. He had brain surgery when he was 3 years old. Not a lot of people know that. He has Chiari malformation. That was the first most scariest time of my life. And he's doing great now. He's all cleared from surgery, so that's good. I grew up going to Bethel Lutheran Church in Jamestown with my grandma. We went to church every Sunday. I was in Sunday school. I did youth group. I helped with Vacation Bible School. And it was, I just loved going there with her. It was a moment we shared in time every weekend. And then as I got older, I stopped going to church and just living the way, you know, had a kid, had a boyfriend, worked all the time, was working two jobs. And then my Aunt Alicia started coming to Trinity, and my mom started coming to Trinity with my dad, and then they got me coming here, and as soon as I walked in, I just felt like at home. It was comfortable. Everyone that I've met here is super friendly and welcoming. There's a bunch of kids here. My son loves coming whenever he's able to. And I have now joined the Nurture Team. I am a Sunday school teacher here, and I have some plans, hopefully, for the little kids to get them more excited about coming to church and learning about Jesus.
So most people know me from this area. I grew up as a native of Frewsburg. For those of you who haven't met me, my name is Danielle Skeets. Most people know me as Danny. A lot of people from this area were familiar with my father. He was a beekeeper. So when people aren't sure who I am, I can just be like, oh yeah, my dad was the bee man. And they don't know who I am. I grew up in a non-denominational church, going there my entire childhood. My mother and father were both very active in worship and youth ministry, children's ministry. I grew up helping and watching them, and I really think that the reason I'm so passionate about others and serving others is because it's deeply rooted into my childhood, just watching them and the love they had helping others. My husband David is not here today. He broke his knee. We met in high school, and he actually grew up in Gowanda up until the age of 5 or 6, and he moved to Frewsburg. I didn't meet him until I was in 10th grade, and we met because I threw my retainer in the trash can. Sweet love story. We got married shortly after he graduated out of college and moved to Philadelphia. And finding a church was difficult at that time, but we ended up moving back home and we settled into a local church here, and we loved it. Recently, our daughters have been attending youth group here at Trinity. It's been about a year, and they'll just come home and they will say things about the lesson and the activities and, "Mom, I'm really feeling things and I love it there." The church is close. I mean, it's like 2 miles from our home, where our other church was a little hike, and we do have a big family. We have 7 of us, so I swear I'll try to get us out the door on time, but somehow we manage to always be 5 minutes late. So this has been awesome in that respect. But anyways, I think we came like twice and we were like all on board. We love it. Trinity has this ability to have this family feel, but also they're so rooted in the community and serving others. I think for me, my greatest desire is to serve God and to show my children how to serve Him and how to love others. And Trinity's given me this ample opportunity to kind of take this little family that I have with Dave and our kids and make a bigger family. I think that it helps knowing that I have people in my life that can hold me accountable and can help me when I'm struggling or laugh with me when I have something to share. It wasn't a difficult decision wanting to become a member, just knowing that I will have this greater family that can help lead my own core group, my children, to Christ.
My name is Sonny Burns. My dog's name is Denver. I had an abusive childhood, and I found in the church that I found comfort and friends and people that would help me along the way. And after I moved away from that area, I've been looking for a church, and I pretty much found one here because there's a lot of good people in this church.
We are Bob Main and Laura Main. I grew up in a Baptist church, but I've been growing up as a Christian all my life. I was saved at the age of 7, so I've been a Christian for about 37 years. I spent a lot of years learning how to give things to God and to not take control back. And unfortunately, after lots of heartache and bad decisions and missteps on my end, due to my unfortunate lack of faith at times, I finally gave God full control a few years ago. And since then, I've gained a loving wife. I have a wonderful family with kids that I am very proud of. And I have a career that is really flourishing and has brought a lot of blessings and new opportunities where God has brought me out of my comfort zone.
I was raised going to United Methodist Church, but with my grandma, my immediate family were not churchgoers. So there was a gap from when my grandma passed away when I was a teenager into adulthood, where I was not a regular attender. After having kids and entering into an abusive marriage, I kind of started using it as an escape because that was the place that felt the most comfortable, the most familiar, and hymns, and there's just something about the atmosphere that would bring me back. So I started taking my kids to church, and through faith, I was able to get the strength to leave that relationship and at church met my now amazing husband and reconnect with my faith, reconnect and start to teach my children about faith, which is kind of what really brought us actually to Trinity, as we were looking for a good place for our kids that was for the whole family, and we got that sense immediately here.
Yes. Yeah, we just got married in December, so you know, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out, okay, where do we start this life together, and how do we do it in the best way for our new family and grow together. Number one, put God first and grow together with everyone in the family having an eye for the Lord and really trying to have the family directed toward growing in their faith. And you know, that's where we, you know, that's what brought us to Trinity. We're looking for growth and edification, a church that can support us with and lay pathways for us using our spiritual gifts and deeply enrich myself, my wife, my family, the community, and grow the heavenly kingdom. We want to have a church that speaks biblical truths, that will help us continually lead us closer to our Lord and Savior on a daily basis with fellowship and guidance from elders.
We came during the Practicing the Way series, and that was what solidified it for us. Previously to that, we had been going to a different church and taking notes, and then coming to this church and taking notes and really just praying on it and trying to figure out where God was leading us and just rereading through those notes, seeing what we were getting from it. But once we started that series, we were like, discipleship is what we had been talking about nonstop. It was weird. And so then we just felt so drawn to it, like we have to be here for this series. And then actually we started reading another John Mark Comer book together at night before bed and having more of these conversations. So just the amount of growth we felt here in, what, 8 weeks has been profound for us. So it definitely feels like home.
Yes. So we're very much looking forward to not just becoming members, but really making this church our home and growing together and getting to know everybody in it and seeing where we fit.
I love to hear the stories of how God draws people closer to Him. And it's been great to get to know all of our new members and their different personalities and gifts and families and all of that. But it just strikes me just watching the videos again, just how God has used the church to be a source of healing from difficulty for some folks. It has been, for others, just something they've done their whole lives that their parents have instilled in them. Or maybe it was, you know, I went away for a while and then I'm back kind of thing. But that consistency of grace and God welcoming into Himself has never left. And I'm just really thankful for our new members who are joining the church. Their stories, there's a lot more than just the couple minutes that they shared here. We asked to do videos so that we partially can have a little bit of control over the time frame, but also some people are really not a fan of speaking in front of everybody, but you guys did a really good job. At this time, I'd like to invite all of our new members who are here to come forward and just kind of stand right here, if you would. If you are here and your name is on the screen, that would be great. I asked them to come to both services, so your kids can come too if they want to. That's all right. Danny, I met Lindsay through a retainer-related incident also. No, I didn't, because that's really weird, but I wish I did, so we can have that. One of my favorite parts of class is when I was kind of going on too long and talking a lot, like I tend to do, Denver would just be like, as just like, wrap it up. Like, I'm like, okay, buddy, I'll do that. That was really funny. But there are some vows that our newest members are going to take for joining our church, and then there are some vows that I'm going to ask you to make for them in their support, in their discipleship, and walk in Christ. And there's nothing that you guys need to memorize. I'll tell you guys what to say. And so, first question I have for you, do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit? If so, say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord? If so, say, I do. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Scriptures? And if so, I do. Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in the same all the days of your life as a faithful member of Christ's holy church? If so, say, I do. Will you be loyal to Christ through the Global Methodist Church and joining with your brothers and sisters around the world do all in your power to fulfill its mission? If so, say, I will. Will you be a faithful member of Trinity Church, doing all in your power to strengthen its ministries through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness as Christ's representative in this world? If so, say, I will. Excellent. To all others who are gathered here, to the rest of the congregation, will you who witness these vows encourage these persons in the faith and do all in your power to support them in their life in Christ? If so, say, we will. Excellent. Let us now together profess our faith as contained in the scriptures. The words will be on the screen. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd like to invite up those in leadership and those who feel comfortable to lay hands on our newest members to be in prayer for them. And so if you're comfortable with that, if you would be willing to come forward and pray with me over them. This is part of the main reason I wanted to invite our newest members to be a part of both the early and the later service so that we can, as their church family, have an opportunity to be praying over them. So if you would like to come pray with them and over them and lay hands on them, I would encourage you to come up now. Lord God, we are thankful for your church. We're thankful to be a part of who and what you have called us to be in your world, your light in sometimes pretty dark places, your professing of grace and truth and welcoming and love, and first and foremost, more importantly than anything, the good news of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we are thankful for our newest brothers and sisters in Christ, those who have chosen to make a commitment to this body of believers, chosen to join as a family along with us as we strive to live out your mission in the world, to love you with everything that we have, to love and serve those you place in our path with everything that we have above and beyond what we might want in a way that costs something of us. Lord, you have called us to worship with everything we have, not just in this building on Sunday morning, but every day of our lives, to love and serve, go out of our way, serving those locally, nationally, and internationally, all throughout your world. Lord, you call us into a path of discipleship where we together are growing in you, growing in Christ. I'm thankful, Lord, for our newest members who have made that commitment to be together in this mission and vision with us of what you have called us to be. Lord, we pray your blessing over them. I pray that our church can support them in their discipleship. I pray that our church can get to know them as brothers and sisters and their families and their kids and their extended families. And that, Lord, you are using them to be a blessing to us as we can be a blessing to them. That you are revealing to them the ministry that you have called them to, the gifts that they have so that they can be in ministry to and with us and to and with the world around us. So bless them, we pray. We're thankful for them. We're thankful for this day where we celebrate what you have done in people's lives, drawing them to yourself and growing your church. And this Trinity is a small part of your church worldwide, of all that you are doing. So Lord, we pray your blessing over our newest members, them and their families. Guide them and bless them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. We will have a time of greeting and celebrating a bit more after service. And so that's another reason I wanted them to come to both services so they can be welcomed. But I have a quick word to share before we come to the communion table this morning. This is a passage that we looked at actually a couple weeks ago, where I just encourage you to maintain that heart of generosity, hospitality, welcoming each other into one another's homes. That this passage to me is the one of the most explicit instructions of what we receive in Scripture of who we are to be as the church. And this is from Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 42, where it says, "All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. All the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved." And so these 7, 8 verses, however many it is, this to me, this is our model to follow. Being a Holy Spirit-filled, Christ-centered community that is devoted to teaching and being shaped in God's word, devoted to fellowship and sharing meals together, including the Lord's Supper, and devoted to prayer. This passage goes on to lay out that the church community is striving to live by the priorities and practices of the kingdom of God, by being on the lookout for miracles. We've seen that already in this past year, God's miracle of healing in people's lives. To live into the kingdom of God by being counterculturally generous, opening their homes. In the book of Acts, they would just pool all their money together, and if somebody had a need, they'd take care of it. They were all in. A community that is committed to worship, committed to welcoming all people. And this Sunday, as we welcome our new members and we take vows to support and encourage them, I just think it's important to take a moment to reflect on what the church is called by God to be. Okay, we are not a club. We are not a show. We're not a lecture hall. And we're not a building. We are the people of God, saved and made new by Christ, and we are continually called, equipped, filled, and shaped by the Holy Spirit. I just find it really interesting that in this passage, for the model of the church community, the Lord's Supper is emphasized 2 different times. That to me is a reminder that this act of worship isn't just a traditional church routine that we do because it's what churches do. This is at the core of who we are as the church together. Okay, this act of worship connects us to Christ, welcomes us to participate in his grace. It reminds us the lengths that Jesus went to provide salvation for us, to make us this, to make what we are doing now, to make this community anything worth living into. And this sacrament unites us with the church around the world, made up of all different people, races, ethnicities, nations, backgrounds. It's not just for us in this room right now. So as we consider who we are as the church, and as we come prepare ourselves to come forward for communion this morning, I just want to invite us to do what the Apostle Paul instructs the church to do before receiving this meal together. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul writes this. He says, "Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves." So I want us to spend a moment or two in self-examination, doing what Paul instructs. A moment or two in quiet prayer and confession and repentance and reflection. Reflect on who God is calling us to be, how we are growing in our discipleship. What do we need to confess and repent of this morning? And ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse us before we come to his table. Let's spend a moment in quiet reflection before we come together to the table together this morning.